Hello and welcome to Tourism Talk on March the 12th, 2014, brought to you by the Baltimore Tourism Association here on Baltimore Internet Radio. I am your host, Chris Reel from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour. And today we are joined by Adam Sahar, who is here to talk about one of the city's most unique and exciting attractions, in my opinion and for my money, the Urban Pirates. How you doing, Adam?
Ahoy there.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, as a history buff, I love talking about Baltimore in the early 19th century, about the time of the War of 1812. And we always tell folks, and this is true, the British considered Baltimore to be nothing but a nest of pirates. And when they attacked in 1814, they couldn't wait to get in and burn the entire city to the ground. Of course, mm-hmm. We know how that story ended, but I think that really ties into what you guys are doing down here with Urban Pirates.
Sure, yeah. Baltimore has its own history of pirates and privateers, and there's a celebration of that down in Fells Point every year, and it's really the basis of this. We're not necessarily historically accurate, but we have a lot of fun with it, and we do tell that story often of Baltimore did have its own set of pirates. They called them privateers.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about what Urban Pirates is and how it came about.
Sure. Urban Pirates is a family fun attraction during the day and an adult attraction at night. During the day, we run family adventure cruises, and they're for children and families of all ages. And it's an hour-long adventure out on the water. Teach them how to talk, sing, and dance like pirates, play some games, and blast the water cannons. Tons of fun. Always ends in treasure. And then the adult cruises at night are for adults only. They're all bring-your-own-drinks. Bring your own grog is what we call them.
BYOG.
BYOG. Bring your own grog. And we have a lot of fun. We play some modern music, play some games. Everyone brings their drinks. And again, it's an hour-long trip out on the water. And it's just for fun. We run those every weekend as well.
That sounds great. Yeah. So you've got all ages sort of covered.
Yeah, all ages covered. And our owner is actually a school teacher. So it started sort of off that basis of entertaining children was our initial focus. And then it sort of grew into the adult trips and charters for pretty much anything.
And how long has Urban Pirates been operating in Baltimore now?
This is year number 7 that we're going into, 2014. And it's just grown every year. We started out with about 8,000 passengers. And last year we took about 38,000 passengers.
Holy mackerel. 38,000?
Yeah, 50 at a time. So if you think about it, it was about 500 plus cruises over the course of the year, and it keeps us real busy.
Wow. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Now, what kind of a vessel are we talking about here?
The owners had a custom-built boat, pirate ship, built for them. It was built here in Maryland, and it's custom-designed from the hull up. It's a wooden boat covered in fiberglass. And it can hold up to 49 passengers, and it's custom-built specifically for this. So it wasn't anything before. Often get the question, what was that boat before? It wasn't a barge that we built into a pirate ship. It was a pirate ship from the beginning. It was a pile of wood before we started. and that's when I joined the company, is when they were building the boat. So
you've been there since the very beginning.
Since the very beginning. A couple moms decided they wanted to have a pirate ship, entertain their kids, and have a perfect place for birthday parties and different things. And so they decided to start this business in 2008, and I've been with them since then.
Now, how does a person like you become involved with an operation like this? Did you always want to be a pirate, and this opportunity just presented itself?
Not necessarily a love of pirates for a long time for me, but always children's activities. So I used to work for Nickelodeon in New York, and after that I worked for Hooked on Phonics, which is what brought me here to Baltimore. And so they brought me on board to design a kids program for them and help them with the music aspect of it and sort of the entertaining physical acting aspect of it. So that's how I got involved with them. I was unemployed at the time. This beard used to be an unemployment beard, turned into a pirate beard. But they asked me to join them, and it's been quite the adventure the whole time. We've done tons of amazing things on the pirate ship.
And what's your position with the company now?
I'm general manager now. Started out as just a pirate on the deck, helping them, you know, paint and swab and pretty much anything I could do. And built my way up. So they actually sent me to captain's class. I'm actually Captain Peppercorn on the ship.
All right.
And they let me pilot the ship and everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually up there behind the wheel from time to time.
From time to time, yep.
That's cool. Can you walk us through the experience, what it would be like to actually be out there with one of these cruises?
Sure.
You mentioned there that you have pirates on board. Now, mm-hmm. these are actors in costume,
yep,
that get everybody engaged.
Yeah, every cruise includes 3 pirate actors as well as a captain. And we welcome you on board. You come down. We've got a little dock shop with pirate trinkets and things available. And then we get you on the ship. We dress you up like pirates. Everybody from the smallest pirates to the oldest adults, we get everybody dressed up like pirates from our dress-up chest. Everyone gets tattoos and face paint. And we go out on the water for an hour-long adventure. So we teach everybody how to talk, sing, and dance like pirates. It's an interactive cruise. Very fun. We try to get the adults involved in everything and really try to have a unique experience, a best way to see all the sights on the water. We go all the way from Fells Point down to the Inner Harbor and back. During the adventure, we blast the water cannons at an enemy ship that comes and tries to steal our treasure. And at the end of the cruise, if you prove yourself worthy, you get yourself some treasure, which is the highlight for everybody.
Very cool. Now talk a little bit more about those water cannons. It sounds like that could be interesting. Yes. Out there on the Inner Harbor.
Yes, we have tons of fun. It's the ship has 10 water cannons. They shoot about 30 feet off the boat, and there's a rogue pirate ship that comes around, and you get to spray him down with the water. So it definitely keeps everybody involved as the attack ship is going around. Creates quite the spectacle out on the water.
So you actually have a pirate battle on the high seas.
Exactly.
Between two ships and the kids, and I guess in the evening cruises, even the grown-ups.
Yep.
Get in on the act.
The grown-ups as well, and we try to turn the cannons on, get kind of close to the tourists down in the Inner Harbor as well. So it's entertaining, and you get to yell things out at people on shore, landlubber and different things. Tons of fun.
That sounds like a blast. I got to say, from personal experience, I have had the opportunity to take the evening cruises, and it never fails. You get a group on there at the beginning, and maybe some people are a little shy or a little bit reserved, but by the end, everybody's talking like a pirate.
Yeah, that liquid luck.
That'll do it.
Liquid courage. No, it's tons of fun. It's all bring your own drinks, which is my favorite part. It's, you know, we don't have to supply a certain kind of rum or different things like that. You bring what you want. You bring a bottle of wine. You bring a cooler with your favorite beverages. It's really the people that make the experience. Each cruise is different. We play different music depending on who's on board. So the sunset cruise is a little bit more mellow. As you get later into the night, the 10 p.m. cruise can get quite rowdy, and those people really believe they're pirates.
More like a real pirate ship at that point, right?
They're coming off thinking they're pirates and heading out into Fells Point.
Just like they used to do back in the 19th century.
Exactly.
And history just repeats itself over and over, right? Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What about groups? You know, a lot of our listeners are group leaders, tour operators, and things like that. How can they get in on the act if they're coming to Baltimore?
Sure. We do field trips during the day, trips for pretty much any age group. As far as school groups, preschools come on, as well as kindergartens and elementary schools. We've got group trips and packages specifically for camp groups and Girl Scouts, Boy Scout groups, things like that, all the way up to the adults. So the first year that we ran cruises, somebody had their wedding on the ship.
Oh, wow.
And it was totally unexpected. We never thought we could do weddings on the boat. Ever since then, we've done a couple different weddings, but that group has come back every single year.
No kidding.
To celebrate their anniversary on the boat. And they rented out the whole thing, up to 49 people, and they can bring their own drinks, bring their own food, have their own entertainment or music that they want on the ship. And it's really a charter catered to their needs. So pretty much anything. Weddings, we've done reunions, we've done bachelor and bachelorette parties. Those are very popular at night. And you don't necessarily have to rent the whole boat to do that. Mm-hmm. Your group can join up on an existing cruise. So on a Saturday afternoon, you could join the 4 p.m. cruise with your camp group. Everybody could come on for an individual ticket price, and you don't have to rent out the whole boat for that adventure. Or you could.
But that's an option.
That's an option.
And when you charter the boat, do you have to stick to the same sort of route that you would ordinarily take, or can you take the boat in different places?
Not necessarily. It really is depending on what you want for that cruise. For example, every year there's an elderly home that likes to come out. We are wheelchair accessible on the boat, and they've got about 20 wheelchairs, people that are wheelchair bound for pretty much the entire day, and this is pretty much the only boat in the harbor they can get on. So we created a special trip for them. We launch out of a special berth specifically for them, pick up all their folks and drive them out past Fort McHenry, which usually isn't on our tour.
Right.
Give them the history of that, and then head down into the Inner Harbor. So that trip is specifically for them, and we have all different options like that.
That's great. So it sounds like you'd be open to these ideas. If a group leader said, you know, I've always wanted to do this, and sit down and talk about it and work out some kind of an agreement.
We did a history tour a couple years ago. We invited live musicians on board. They did a black powder demonstration, and then we did about six different stops for history itself, and we gave the history of the area, the history of Fells Point and schooners and different things, and it was a lot of fun, different than what we normally do, but definitely possible on the pirate ship.
And the ship is docked right down in Fells Point, right off of, what is it, Ann Street.
Yep, there, the Ann Street Pier. We run right out, one block away from Broadway in Fells Point, and it's accessible to street parking and different things down there. But it's also, instead of being down in the Inner Harbor, it's much more accessible by foot traffic. You can come in, eat lunch during the day. It's not necessarily as difficult to get to as the downtown area. Fells Point is sort of our home, our little pirate home.
Sure, over sure. There. Well, and it makes sense, too, because, again, tying into that history, that's where a lot of the privateers spent most of their time, in the Fells Point neighborhood.
Now, I'm told that the Ann Street Pier is where one of the original schooners was built and launched from Fells Point, and it's supposed to be right there in our backyard. Wow. So right there on Ann Street, apparently, is where one of the original schooners was built and launched.
And that's some pretty cool historic pedigree
And all the streets are still covered in cobblestones, and it's got a historical feel to it. All the pubs sort of still look old time, and it's great. It's a great area.
It probably doesn't look all that much different than it did back 200 years ago.
Especially at night.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, every year in the spring, Fells Point has their Privateer Day to celebrate that history and heritage of the privateers and the pirates. And that coincides with the beginning of your season, isn't that right?
Yeah, we try to start right around that beginning of April time. This year, it's April 11th through the 13th, is Privateer Festival, and it's a whole weekend full of activities. And we're going to be there as well, running our adult cruises at night and then the family ones during the day.
And how long does your season run?
We'll run April through October, so pretty much when it starts to get warm enough to be outside, bring your jackets and come out on the pirate ship, and then as soon as Halloween hits, we usually try to wrap it up.
Sounds good. I bet Halloween's probably a pretty popular night for you guys.
It is. Just like Fells Point, Halloween is, on the pirate ship, it's always busy, but on Halloween, it does get kind of crazy with all the costumes and different things. We had the entire group from Sesame Street out last year, which I wasn't expecting.
You wouldn't expect to see Bert and Ernie on a pirate ship,
no.
Huh? That's wild. And of course, we've been talking with a lot of our tourism colleagues about the big event in Baltimore this year, the bicentennial of the Star Spangled Banner this September in 2014, the Star Spangled Spectacular. Do you guys have any special events that are coinciding with that?
Yeah, we've got special cruises that we're going to be running. We noticed 2 years ago in 2012 when the celebration was in town, the best way to see it is really from the water. So whether you're on a water taxi or on the pirate ship, the best way to see what's going on throughout the entire city is to take the long tour that's actually on the water. You get to see all the boats, the Blue Angels are coming overhead, as well as all the rest of the activities. You can really see and get a good scope of what's going on from the water. So all of our cruises run normally during the weekends, and then we'll be running special tours when that's in town that week.
That's great. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I know everybody's looking forward to that.
A couple years ago when they were in town, I've never seen anything like it. The giant tall ships coming in, all the sailors up on the yards singing as they're coming into Baltimore, and then as well as the Navy ships and heavily armed Navy ships taking
the big
over.
Gray hauls, sure.
And they were it was great to see. I've never seen anything like it. I've also never felt more safe in the harbor as when those guys were here. So
no invading Navy's going to be coming in on that week.
I mean, they came through. They swept everything. It was really a very cool thing to see.
Great, great. Well, we're looking forward to it. And Adam, we want to thank you for joining us today on Tourism Talk. If you want more information about the Urban Pirates, the best way to find that is to visit www.urbanpirates.com. And you can also give a call to the office at 410-327-8378. And you can make reservations either online or by calling that phone number, right?
That is correct.
All right. Well, Adam, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Arg, matey. Thank you.
We'll see you next time on Tourism Talk here on Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Chris Reel on behalf of the Baltimore Tourism Association and Baltimore Rent-A-Tour. So long.